The fish of the Great Barrier Reef are often gazed at in wonder by tourists. Now they're being closely examined by researchers who are studying how human behaviour may have evolved and particularly why humans punish each other. The findings are being published today in Science magazine. Samantha Donovan reports.
The research being published today is part of a huge international project looking at cooperation in animals. And whereas primates are quite often studied for clues to human evolution, these researchers used a fish common in tropical Australian waters, the striped cleaner wrasse. The fish is known for the fact it feeds off other fish by establishing so-called cleaning stations in coral reefs, where other fish come to have parasites removed. And it was that feeding behaviour that researchers monitored. Dr. Alexandra Grutter is a fish biologist at the University of Queensland.
One of the things that we noticed was that often when cleaner fish clean in pairs, sometimes the cleaner fish will chase the other one, and we wondered why they would do that. And also sometimes we noticed that when client fish were being cleaned, something that the cleaner fish did would make the client leave.
Dr. Grutter says the research is helping scientists understand why a human may punish another, even if it wasn't the victim of the bad behaviour. And some clear behavioural patterns were evident among the fish.
While the cleaner fish remove and eat parasites, they prefer to cheat and eat the client mucus instead. And clients that are cheated often respond by leaving. So cheating sort of ends this interaction. What we found that if these females cheat, the larger male then punishes the female by chasing her. And we found that they would actually directly benefit from this punishment by gaining more access to fish clients. And then punished females tend to behave more cooperatively in future interactions. And this showed that the individuals can benefit directly from punishing others, as opposed to what tends to happen in humans.
Alexandra Grutter says this study of fish gives some clues as to how human behaviour evolved.
Our study shows that in cleaner fish, punishment can involve direct benefits to the actual punisher. So one way of looking at it is that it might be one sort of key step to understanding how third-party punishment might have evolved in humans.
And Dr. Grutter says the fish have got a good thing going, which may be a positive sign for human behaviour.
They do, in the end, end up being very cooperative. So the system does work, despite all this potential for cheating.
Dr. Alexandra Grutter from the University of Queensland, Samantha Donovan reporting.